For the mathematicians, it was only a question of a different trajectory.
The potential energy doesn't change, so that's just zero. This velocity thing says that this derivative comes out to be V delta V.
It just required the gravity assist from Venus and a flyby of Jupiter. It looked doable.
If we look at our standard this Viva equation here, the key is going to be getting the right V infinity at Venus. So we're going to need enough. We're going to still need enough performance from the spacecraft so that we can go below the orbit of Venus enough so that the V infinity at Venus is high enough that when we have to come up with the velocity needed to get us on out to Jupiter, that will work.
I guess we could use this to look at leaving the solar system. For example, this is the Sun, the Earth going around it. Instead of thinking of this as being a fixed plane, with the Sun in the center and the Earth going around, let's just draw an axis and rotate the plane with the Earth. So now, the Earth looks like it's fixed. Now we're working in a rotating system. In this rotating system, if we have a little spacecraft with an antenna or whatever, moving around, it's got some velocity in the rotating system. And it's got potential energy with respect to Earth and potential energy with respect to the Sun. The Jacobi's constant is equal to 1/2 the rotating velocity squared. And I believe by convention, it's all minused. So we get a negative sign on the kinetic energy, and we have the gravitational constant of the Sun divided by our distance from the Sun and the gravitational constant of the Earth divided by our distance from the Earth. Whenever we come by the Earth, no matter which direction we go on it, what direction we come in at, or what direction we fly by, we're going to end up with exactly the same velocity. And the key then is to use other planets. That's the wrong symbol. That would be Mars, and it's in the wrong place. We'll use Venus. Use other planets to change what the Jacobi's constant is to a new value. Is playing games with the Jacobi's constant, and that's where the tour starts to get interesting.
On board, however, the shifted trajectory was accepted as just an extension of their flight plan. Life carried on. Day in, day out, drudgery set in. But as you get further and further away, you don't have a sun. You don't have a sunrise anymore. There's nothing you can look at and see other than points of light. There is no sense of being close to anything. So you're truly an island. You begin to accept a different life.